The officers in the TOC briefly debated whether or not the drone circling the Jim Dandy should destroy the hauler if it tried to roll back on the highway before the Marines arrived. The four-lane road was snarled with commuter traffic, and just one of the drone's Lancet micro-missiles was powerful enough to gut a main battle tank. Even an exact hit on the hauler's cab might touch off its tires, killing dozens of people in the surrounding vehicles. Far better, the Oni officer argued, to flatten the hauler in the Jim Dandy's parking lot. But Lieutenant Colonel Aboim was just as worried about shrapnel hitting the crowded restaurant. Fortunately, the target individual spent the Hornet's 20-minute flight eating a leisurely breakfast. According to the real-time feed from the drone's camera now mirrored in the corner of Avery's HUD, the man was just finishing his second cup of coffee when the Hornets buzzed up behind a smoked glass, multi-story office building on the opposite side of the highway. The feed was a high-angle thermal picture of the restaurant's interior, in which hot objects biased white and cold items black. The target individual was very pale, as were the food counter's other patrons. The lukewarm coffee in the man's mug appeared dark gray, which meant he was due for a refill or was about to settle his tab and stand up. But most important, Avery noticed he was surrounded by a red glow, an indication from the drone's Argus that he was covered with explosive residue. Avery guessed the man had recently been at the raided workshop. Maybe he'd even helped fit the explosive tires on the hauler. As Avery's Hornet rotated sideways to face the office building, he strained against the black nylon cords clipped to his shoulder plates and loosed an M99 stanchion Gauss rifle from the aircraft's wing. The weapon, a 2-meter-long tube of linked magnetic coils, accelerated small projectiles at very high speed. While it was technically an anti-materiel weapon designed for eliminating bombs and other ordnance at a distance, it was also extremely effective against so-called soft human targets as well. Avery lowered the stanchion on its shock-absorbing armature and hugged it to his shoulder. Immediately, the rifle's targeting system established a wireless link to his helmet's HUD, and a thin blue line angled across the drone's feed. This was the M99's aiming vector, the path its 5.4-millimeter tungsten rounds would travel. Avery angled the rifle down until the vector turned green, an indication that his first shot would pass directly through the target individual's chest. Almost as if the man could feel the invisible line enter through his left armpit and exit just below his right, he swiped his credit chip against the counter and swiveled around on his stool. Avery thumbed a solid-state switch in the stanchion stock. The weapon chirped twice, indicating its battery was fully charged. He performed 2 calming breaths and whispered,
"Target acquired. Request permission to fire."
In the few seconds it took Lieutenant Colonel Aboim to respond, the target sauntered to the Jim Dandy's wooden double doors. Avery watched him hold the entrance open for a family of 4. He imagined the man smiled, said something kind to the 2 parents as they hurried after their ravenous and rowdy boys.
"Permission granted," Aboim replied. "Fire at will."
Avery refocused and increased the pressure of his gloved finger on the stanchion's trigger. He waited for the man to stroll down a short flight of steps until a hash mark on the aiming vector indicated his first shot would angle harmlessly into the parking lot. As the man reached into his baggy coveralls, perhaps for the hauler's key fob, Avery fired. The stanchion slug exited the barrel with a muffled crack and punched through 2 of the office building's steel-reinforced polycrete floors with no adverse effect on its trajectory. Traveling at 15,000 meters per second, the round whistled over the highway and hit the target at the apex of his sternum. The man flew to pieces as the round buried itself in a rooster tail of pulverized asphalt. Instantly, both Hornets surged up and over the office building and raced across the highway. Avery is banked into a covering orbit while Burns plunged toward the restaurant. The Irish staff sergeant leapt from his landing skid while the aircraft was still a few meters above the ground and fast-walked his squad to the hauler. Bits of pink and white gore covered the vehicle's cab. Ragged pieces of brown coveralls clung to the side of its cargo trailer. One of the target individual's arms had wedged between 2 tires.
We're secure,
Byrne growled over the comm.
Negative,
Avery countered. Checking the drone's leaden feed, he noticed a persistent red glow near the dead man's stool.
There's a bomb inside the restaurant.